Then you come out of the war in 58. You're released. That's when you were planning to go to law school.
Yes. My brother David talked me out of going to law school. John talked me out of going to law school as well. And I said, but actually, I've decided to go to Harvard Business School. I enrolled and was admitted to Harvard Business School. John had a fit over that. He said, that's no good at all. I said, why? He said, because Harvard Business School, as great as it is, trains you for your last job. It doesn't train you how to do your first job, and you'll come out as an arrogant at 24 years old or whatever. He said, I would not hire you after Harvard Business School. That ended law school and Harvard Business School. My brother David said, well, you're going to have to learn this the hard way. So I went to work for Williams Brothers.
But you didn't really want to work for the family business.
No, I did not.
Why is that?
I wanted to be on my own. I didn't want to be the boss's son or the younger boss's little brother. I wanted to be on my own. It was that simple. But David, my brother David, whom I just adored, he gave me a long lecture about my disbeliefs as well as my beliefs and said, you'll never have a better opportunity to prove yourself if you go to work for Williams Brothers. And you'll find John Williams is known as a tough guy, but he's a fair guy, and he isn't going to treat you like a stepchild. He's going to make you work your buns off somewhere way away from the family. I started out as a timekeeper and an assistant office manager in three different field organizations in Kentucky, then Missouri, and then Minnesota.
You're in Tennessee, too, I think, weren't you?
Tennessee. I was all over the place.
What does a timekeeper do?
Everybody had a little badge with a number. The organization took about 5 miles, and actually, in Minnesota, I rented a horse, and I would go up and down the pipeline. I'd have to check the number on the welder's thing and then put it in my book and all of that. And then I became an assistant office manager. We had a tough time in Minnesota because it was union country, and we were a non-union organization. Those iron workers were mean. We'd go into various different bars, and they'd beat us up and throw us out. But we had a good superintendent, and I became assistant office manager. And so the superintendent said, Williams, this is a dry state, but Iowa is wet. He gave me a whole bunch of money. He said, go down there across the line. There's a liquor store down there, and I want you to buy me 2 dozen little pints of Four Roses. This is at the end of the month, and when we pay everybody off, we give them a little gift. So I bought 2 cases of whiskey like that. I came back to the motel there in Minnesota. It was a couple of days before payday. I loaded everything in there. I went off to work, and the next day I came back, and there by my door were the 2 boxes of whiskey, all my clothes and everything else there on the street. I went in and I said, that's my stuff out there. What's it doing out there? And this woman looked at me and she said, we are God-fearing folks, and any kid that can drink 2 cases of whiskey doesn't belong in my motel. Get your butt out of here. I said, you mean I have to leave? She said, you have left. I said, well, I'll get fired. She said, you should be if you're going to drink like that. I said, but she said, don't give me a butt. Just get out of here. So anyway, I had to find another motel. But I had a lot of pipeline experiences like that that in retrospect were funny, but at the time they were pretty scary.
Did you ever think when you got into situations like that, is this really what I wanted to do?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You did think that many times, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But you wanted to work overseas.
Yes, I wanted to work overseas because I thought, I just don't like being the son of the family. Get away from it all. See if I can make my own reputation. They sent me to Ghana. They said, Ghana's a pretty nice place. and you can take your wife there. The British have a compound. I got to Paris, and they said, there's been a revolution in Ghana. We can't send you to Ghana. I said, well, what am I going to do, stay here in Paris? They said, hell no, you're going to Iran. I said, I don't even know where Iran is. They said, well, you will find out.